Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, guys. Welcome to the DDP. Can you believe we're halfway through the month of September? Amazing. Awesome. Let's talk about something I haven't mentioned in a while, and that's Transfiguration. When I first came into the message of grace, it was one that I preached quite a bit. I loved the illustrations and the examples. I'd like to go back to that today. The story I like to read it from is Luke 9, verses 28 to 37. You know the story. But in case you don't, Jesus takes Peter, James, and John to the top of a mountain to pray, and while he's there, he transforms from the physical form into his glorified nature. His countenance changes, his clothes glisten. We call it the Transfiguration, even though that word's not in the Bible. We do that because Jesus showed the disciples his glorified man. He literally transformed in front of their very eyes. The same Greek phrase that is used for him transforming, the one from Matthew 17, it's the same word Paul uses in Romans 12 when he tells the Christians to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Moses and Elijah show up. They're at the top of the mountain. Boom, there's Moses and Elijah. And they start to speak to Jesus of his death that is coming in Jerusalem. If you ever wonder what heaven was talking about, that ought to give you an idea. In this case, they're speaking about the finished work of Jesus, which was about to be accomplished on the cross. The story of the Transfiguration gives us a remarkable look at the arrival of grace, because grace is not a doctrine. Grace is a person. We've said this before, and John 1:17 says the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And Paul told Titus that the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. A doctrine doesn't appear, a man appears. And this shows us that when we talk about grace, we're actually talking about Jesus. Moses is representative of the law. Elijah is representative of the prophets. The Old Testament is full of the law and the prophets. In fact, it's most of the Old Testament. And the New Testament is the ministry of grace. So on top of a mountain, the law and the prophets witness righteousness without the law. That's Romans 3:21. When Peter expresses a desire to build three tabernacles, one for the Lord, one for Moses, one for Elijah, he hears a voice from heaven, Luke 9:35. This is my beloved son, hear him. And the moment the voice ends, there's no one left on the mountain with them except Jesus. Peter was trying to put the law and the prophets on an equal footing with Jesus, and God speaks emphatically that it's Jesus who should be listened to, not Moses, not Elijah. So it leads us to believe that when we try to elevate the law and the prophets to the equality of the grace of God, then the law and the prophets are going to have to vanish so that all attention can be placed upon Jesus. So I would just comment, what a command. I mean, whatever Jesus says, that's what we're supposed to listen to. What's the very first thing Jesus says after this? Matthew 17:7, he says, "Arise, be not afraid." Rise up in who you are. Do not fear. What a mandate for us today. Notice when the law was given at Sinai, people run away from Moses when he comes down the mountain. But when Jesus comes down the mountain after Transfiguration, the people run towards the Lord. That's amazing. Grace runs to him. Law ministers death and runs away. Grace ministers life. People run towards. But the real lesson for Peter, James, and John was an awesome visual. And it's also wrapped up in who they are. Think about this. Peter's name means stone or rock. The law was written on stone. James's name, his Hebrew name is Jacob. Jacob means supplanter. John, his root in Greek is grace. Put them back to back to back. Peter, James, John. We're used to that phrase. Peter, James, and John. Put it back to back to back. The stone is supplanted by grace. The stone of the law is replaced by grace. Transfiguration teaches it, and God said, listen to it, and I say, amen. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.